from St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts.
There's an interesting aspect of today's gospel, and it's the presence of the Holy Spirit. Now let's take a step back and let's ask a question. Why do we see two persons of the Holy Trinity in the one scene in the gospel? Don't exactly have an answer to that question specifically, but we can reflect upon it. When a political movement tried to alter church teachings to be more in line with secular morality, there was a document written by a theologian in this movement, and he taught a bad understanding of Jesus. It said that Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. I asked my parishioners at the time if any of them saw anything wrong with those words. And one woman, a real pillar in the church and the community, someone whom we recognize then as a living saint and someone who we recognize today as a saint, said, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. As one person recognized the error, that one word makes all the difference. In true Catholicism, we do not follow a system, but we follow a person. That person is Jesus Christ. That is part of the meaning of his resurrection. It's not that Jesus resurrected from the dead, went to heaven, and then wished us all a nice day until we meet again. It is that Jesus is alive, and we, through our prayer lives, develop a personal relationship with Christ and through Christ to the Father. Everything we do is rooted in that. We also need to note that the relationship with God comes first, and then we develop the relationship with each other. We love God, then neighbor. This becomes more powerful because as a community, we have a mission to have a relationship with Christ first and then with each other. So our common point with each other is our relationship with Christ. This is why our need to have a relationship with Christ before we come to communion. If we don't have that relationship first, we don't have that common point at communion. And so that's where the tension comes in. However, I began asking this question. Why do we see two persons of the Trinity in this reading? Why do we also see Jesus and the Holy Spirit? Or even looking at the question from a different angle, why do we see the Holy Spirit and Jesus? Jesus came to be with us and ultimately to save us. He is led by the Holy Spirit, and through his actions, so are we. You and I are led by the Holy Spirit as well. We enjoy a status as Christian through our prayer and worship, and we go out into the world, again, led by the Holy Spirit. Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit, and we are led by the Holy Spirit when we deepen our relationship with Christ. But again, why were we both seeing Jesus and the Holy Spirit in this scene? Jesus came to save us as a human. He is fully human and fully divine. He had to become fully human in order for us to be saved. The Holy Spirit on his own could not save us because what we needed was for him to sacrifice himself for us in obedience to the Father. Jesus had to do that. So Jesus became fully human so he could do that. If he was not fully human, but only partially human and partially divine, or the image of the human, but fully divine, then we could not have been saved by him, just as we could not have been saved by the Holy Spirit. Why is this important? It's to communicate this. We do not follow a God who is an amorphous being that makes us a celestial pizza, one with everything. That is both a bad and a stolen joke, by the way. We are following Jesus, who through the action of the Holy Spirit leads us to eternal life and guides us to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. So we follow the person of Jesus Christ through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We do not follow an amorphous being. We follow a specific person led by the Holy Spirit. Why is all this important? You engaged in the news lately, and it doesn't have to mean right now or any time, because what we see in the news relatively all through our lives is it doesn't matter, but in the news we see what goes on in the world is the fruit of original sin. The effects of original sin are just not personal within us in our lives, they're communal. and they're international, and they're throughout time. One of my favorite quotes comes from the Protestant theologian Reinhold Niebuhr, who said that the only empirically provable doctrine of Christianity is original sin. But we need Jesus to show us the way. We need that relationship with Jesus as our brother. We live our faith attached to him, not some amorphous being, because we cannot identify with such. The Holy Spirit leads us through Jesus because he became human that we could be saved, but also that we are in relationship with him as human and divine in ways we could not be in relationship with just the Holy Spirit. The same with the Father. You'd be surprised how many parables you can find in many science fiction series, especially Star Trek. And you may remember the famous story of Charlie X. He was played by Robert Walker Jr., and he played a psychic, destructive 17-year-old who wreaks havoc on the Enterprise. When the overlords take him back to fix all the problems of the Enterprise and take him back to guard him, he wanted to stay and he begged to stay at the Enterprise, which obviously was not possible. And he laments, the beings on this other planet are not like him. He cannot touch him. They are amorphous. We cannot relate to amorphous beings. Jesus comes to us literally as the embodiment of the Word of God. We relate to Jesus, and through him we find the fullness of God. This is why our faith is unique. We seek Christ, the living God, who is fully human and fully divine, with whom we have a relationship.
Thank you for listening to our homily this week. Our homilies are available in written form at St. Anthony Homilies, that's stanthonyhomilies.com. And you can go there and see a written version of this homily on the web, and also in the top left-hand corner of that website, you will see instructions if you'd like a written booklet version of the homily for your own discussion or to distribute in your parish or other places. That's in the top left-hand corner of stanthonyhomilies.com. Remember, we have English Mass every weekend here at St. Anthony Parish. It's at 4 p.m. on Saturdays and 10 o'clock a.m. on Sundays. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts, just up the street from Trader Joe's and Harvard Business School, again on Holton Street. Thank you again for listening, and have a blessed week.